1959. So, hi, it's Amanda Stern back with her colon. I've had a lot of colon issues in my life, mainly because I'm obsessed with it. So I don't know why I'm obsessed with it, but I kind of am obsessed with talking about my colon. But
Which part of your colon? Small intestine, large intestine, rectum?
Sphincter.
I'm not really into the rectum, but I sort of like the idea of a spastic colon.
You like the idea?
I like the idea. I like to think about it. I have no idea. I haven't really investigated the colon closely, but I just like the word. And since I had diarrhea for 5 years, I like to talk about that as much as possible.
Wait, you had diarrhea for 5 years?
Pretty much,
what was the cause of that?
Well,
she ate a habanero.
That's kind of... exactly. So, that's sort of the colon story, is the diarrhea story. But so I pretty much had diarrhea for 5 years. And
which 5 years?
The 5 years where I was, I guess, 19 to whatever, 19 is.
You were really good in math,
weren't you? Wait, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23, 24. Yeah, I was really good in math.
Ladies and gentlemen, she needs her hand to count that out.
Just the fingers. I don't need the whole hand. Anyway, so I had diarrhea for 5 years. I'm just going to keep saying that. And so I finally decided that I was dying of ass cancer. And because I couldn't...
A technical term, ass cancer.
Yeah, that's pretty much I think that's the official term for the disease, ass cancer. And so I realized I had ass cancer because I just couldn't stop going to the bathroom. And so I thought I should probably tell my doctor.
An ass doctor, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, wait, was there any blood?
There was no, that's another story, but the one time there was blood was I went to the doctor and I said, I just pooped blood. And he said, what did you eat yesterday? And I said, I just had a big beet salad. And he said, okay, maybe lay off the beets. And I was like, okay, that's embarrassing. So I went to the doctor because I pooped beets.
Can I just digress here for one? This has been something ongoing the poop. Does everyone here say poop?
No, I never say that word, and I just really wish we didn't have to say it on the show.
I mean, I say, well, it's too
late.
I
love that word.
I say poo.
Poo, that's just awful.
That was the biggest plosive in your microphone ever. You're like,
sorry.
Poo.
Well, what's wrong with poop? Poop is great.
Poop.
What do you say?
It reminds me of my absolute...
Everybody, poop, 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 poop.
What do you say, stank ass? What do you say? Rick has his head in his hands.
He's covering his face, dying. Which is turning bright red.
Beet reds, and what some would say. Yeah.
Duty?
You can speak. I've never seen Rick unable to speak.
Just finish your story.
Okay, so I had a bad case of caca for years and years. So I called my regular doctor because I didn't have an ass doctor yet. And I called her and I said, I have ass cancer, and I thought you should know because you're my doctor and you've serviced me for so long, and I thought we should say goodbye. So
service.
Yeah,
the Amanda Stern choice of words is better, gets better and better every second.
Did I say she serviced me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's because I'm writing a dirty story for Nerve, so servicing is on my mind. So anyway, so I went to the doctor and I said, I have to say I'm dying and goodbye and thank you so much. And she said, well, what are your symptoms? And I said, well, I've been pooping for 5 years. Sorry, Rick.
Well, we've all been pooping for
I've been
5 years.
Having diarrhea for 5 years. And I finally decided that I should come to you. And she said, well, what are your... what else is happening to you? And I said, well, my stomach is really bloated all the time, kind of like I'm pregnant, and I have a lot of cramps. Sometimes when I fart, I actually poop a little on my pants.
I like you had to kind of like quiet down on the word fart. You can say poop, but sometimes when I fart.
I can't say it. No, fart's embarrassing, but poop is fine. Rick is really dying.
I think we're really grazing bottom on this one,
you
so to speak.
This.
Grazing
bottom.
Yeah,
you went right for my colon. Grazing this is bottom. Your fault. Yeah. So anyway, she said, what's your diet? Everything with me is about diet. And I said, well, I'm a vegetarian and I eat not meat. I eat a lot of cheese and this and cheese and that and cheese and this. She said, well, maybe you should like cut out dairy and just see what happens. And so I did. And that's the end of my poop story. So I have lactose intolerance, but I had diarrhea for 5 straight years and then...
Wait, so does that mean you had to become a vegan because of your...
Colon? Well, I'm sort of, at this point, almost kosher by default, but...
But you eat meat.
But now I eat meat again.
Oh,
I because see. I got anemic from not eating meat.
You're like a vegan who eats meat.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as lactose intolerant.
Exactly, yeah.
Beverly Hills diet or something. Meat and vegetables with no...
That's like the opposite of the Atkins diet.
No.
No, isn't that the same?
Wait, we can't talk about dieting. It's too boring.
All right, anyway.
Jason, got any good colon stories?
So let's conclude. Can we just... Is this like a follow-up to the last one, or what are we doing here?
This is part two.
Part two. So on that note...
I thought this was going to be like bonus...
bonus?
Like,
yeah, bonus.
What is?
Yeah,
part two is bonus.
This should be like... DVD special features section.
Then on that note, what you didn't hear in between these two segments when we realized that we should be doing this follow-up was finding out how you actually dealt with the habanero in your stomach, and that in fact you didn't have a poop problem,
but
your friend did.
Yeah, Jeremy, who disappeared later that afternoon, or that was the last time I'd seen him. Apparently he had run upstairs and puked, not pooped, but puked.
Thanks for clarifying the difference there.
So he threw up and went to bed.
Vomited.
Thanks. And apparently he did later on have some issues, not only with what do you call that? It's a spicy rectum. What do you call that? I love all kinds of
spicy.
His ass was on fire.
Yeah, what do you call that?
That's so good. There's acid reflux in the ass.
Acid rectum.
Acid rectum. Spicy butt.
We can't release this 18th.
No, this is the porno version.
Yeah, and I think that he also had some loose stools to go along with it.
Phrase I really like.
Loose stools.
I've been biting my tongue as you guys are tossing around the poop and the poo. And I knew that the loose stools was going to be the winner.
Loose stools.
Yeah, so I had to get around to that.
The show's not done, though.
I told a friend of mine that I grew up saying poo, not poop. And she was like, poo? That sounds like something, it sounds like whipped, like whipped cream. Just the idea of whipped poop.
Anyway. You know, your accent comes out a tiny bit when you say in both of them. Just say poo a couple times, will you?
Poo.
Yeah, it's like there's poo. A W
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, there's a poop. W poop. In it. It's poop. Like two poop. Syllables.
Poop. Well, is that Virginia? I guess it is. I don't know what it is.
Huh. Yeah.
I think I have my own accent. Anyway. What were we
talking about? Loose stools. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Spicy ass.
I like stool sample, too. That's a good term.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking when we were talking about Rick losing or kind of being what happens when you can't speak?
Aphasic.
Aphasic.
Aphasia.
You had a little bit of a red aphasia.
Yeah, that's right. I was red in the aphasia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was thinking that was the color of the beets.
Beets combined
with the loose stools. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the color. Anyhow, moving ahead. Can we move ahead?
I just want to say that it all reminds me of my favorite moment in cinematic history, in the best film ever made.
Henry Fool?
No.
There's a good poop scene in Henry Fool, but...
Groundhog Day.
Oh, the best film ever made. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, there's this great moment in Groundhog Day where Andy McDowell is telling Bill Murray what she wants in an ideal man, and she says... you know, sensitive, caring, and Bill goes, me? And she goes, you know, courageous, forthright, willing to stand up for what he believes in. And Bill Murray goes, me. And then she says, not afraid to change the poopy diapers. And there's a pause, and he says, me, but does he have to say poopy diapers?
I'm still a little thrown by the fact that you think that's your best movie ever made.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, come on.
But anyway.
Wow. Okay. I mean, it's right up there with Fanny and Alexander and, you know, Alphaville, some Tarkovsky.
Say poop.
No, thank you. I'll say fecal material.
That's if you like. Good.
How about fecal That's material?
Good. I like that.
What are we talking about?
Loose stools.
We digressed like.
No, we were trying to get Jason to tell a story, but he conveniently avoided really going any
You're
further.
You're like a politician, man.
Colon issue.
I'm holding out. Let's see.
What do you
colon
have for us?
Stories? Do we have any callers?
Can Rick, can Rick's host name for this episode be Rictum?
Sorry. Good.
That really sucks.
I'm sorry.
I refuse under any circumstances. 1859.
Thank you for that.
We still have about 7.5 minutes left.
Yeah, what the hell are we going to talk about? This is a new like dilemma we've never faced with 1859.
We could talk about spastic colons.
Oh, wait. So we got through the colons. Do we need to talk about the semicolons now?
Oh. Right, exactly.
I have a question.
What?
Has anyone ever had a colonic?
I never have. I know people who've done
Me
it.
Me too.
But I've never gone to
one. I'm a little fascinated with it.
I know this guy is a massage therapist, and he's into all I'm sure because of your brother, you know all kinds of people like this, but he's a massage therapist, so he's into all these weird treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually works at Peninsula Spa in Midtown, pretty Tony. But anyway, so he got the name of this woman who does colonic irrigations or something, and he went to her apartment, and she was like a elderly German woman whose surname, which I can't remember it, you know.
Yeah, Benden Sie over.
But it was some kind of pun, like some horrible thing, like, you know, Mrs. Scheit or something. But anyway, so, you know, he lay down on some, you know, like massage table, and she got the hose out and inserted the hose. And then he watched it like go through the hose and up into this huge tank, like
That's
all
what
this
they
stuff.
Do.
And then he argued thereafter incredibly fervently about how important this was to do, and that so much stuff that caked the walls, I believe these were his terms, the inner walls were, you know, made loose and removed through this fabulous treatment, and he became a huge proponent.
Wow. See, that kind of makes me want to faint at the thought of that.
I had a colonoscopy.
I had that colonoscopy.
I had a colonoscopy and
the barium. Where you drink the barium?
Well, I had to flush my system out. You know, I'm at an age where, you know, colon cancer is not completely out of the question. I had an aunt who died of colon cancer, so I was pretty sure I had ass cancer too for like a day or two. Mm-hmm. As a, you know, every day I'm pretty sure I have some disease.
Was there blood?
There was no blood.
Just beets.
Just poo. But I went to the I went to the colonoscopy, and they did like a twilight anesthesia, just enough to knock me out for the procedure. They said it's not, you know, it's not painful, but it's not comfortable, and you probably don't want to be awake for it. And I was like, all right, put me out. You know, I think it was probably like a 15-minute procedure, but I remember, you know, fading out in the room, kind of getting dark, and I'm out. And then I remember waking up, and for some reason, this is how my brain works. The first thing I said to the doctor was, "Did you find any gerbils?"
You've told me that story.
He wasn't amused. He didn't laugh.
It's a little creepy. That's funny good. As hell. So wait, so have you? But you've done the barium thing too, or no?
Wait. I took something that was like Coley's that like I took one of these horrible pills, and I mean, I was shitting for 24 hours straight until I was on empty and still shitting.
Yeah, you know? I just got a flashback of some horrible shit story of mine, but I'm not going to tell it.
Oh,
but it was
on.
After a barium thing. I have an ulcer, and when I was 16, I started getting terrible pains, and they shoved a little tube up my ass, and they found I had an ulcer. So I've had to go get...
Wait, your colon is ulcerated? Or your stomach?
My stomach.
Why did they have to shove a tube up your ass to get to your stomach?
To get past the nodules.
I don't know. But I wouldn't let them I wouldn't let them put it down my throat. And I just wouldn't do it. So, but I had this other, it's a colonoscopy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had another one a couple of years ago, and they had me drink this barium stuff. And then I had a date. that night.
So that's a good night
I
for a
actually
date.
I didn't want to go back to Brooklyn, so I went home to my mom's house in the village, and I just, you know, used her makeup and stuff, and all of a sudden there was this like very deep, intense gurgling, and I thought, no, I could just clamp this in. I'm really good at clamping, and so you know, I clamped for 5 years. So I'm, you know, on my way out the door, and this. I'm starting to crown, you know, it's just not good. So I turn around and I go back into my mom's and I use the bathroom, and I had to have my little sister text the person because I couldn't come out of the bathroom. And like everyone in the house was just like, "We can hear you." I was like, "I can't help it. It's like this is barium. It's barium diarrhea. It's some serious shit.
It's radioactive."
It's radioactive. I was in there for 5 hours. Yeah.
You're joking. 5 hours?
No, I would come out and check in. How's everyone? Oh, yeah. Go back. So, you know, I was in and out, but I couldn't go home. There was no way I could, like, leave there again. So, you know, I would replenish.
What was the text message that was sent? Like, how did...
That my little sister sent? I have no idea. It was probably something like... Whatever,
Amanda's
dude. She's like in the bathroom having severe barium diarrhea. She'll call you later. I don't know. I have no idea. But it was not a date that I was particularly looking forward to.
Did you call the guy and say that you were shitting for 5 hours, that you'd love to talk to him again?
I actually didn't call him for 2 days because it took me that long to come up with something.
You mean something besides that you were shitting for 5 hours?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Something, you know, where he would feel for me, not in that particular way, and imagine my colon. Huh. Didn't want him imagining my colon yet. So I think I blamed it on my little sister.
Huh. You know, when Steve McQueen was dying of cancer, he underwent all these radical new treatments, including Laetril, which I think was made from like apricot pits or something like that, which for a while was considered a miracle cure, but you had to go to Mexico to get it or something. And among his treatments was coffee enemas.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I've got one.
Do it.
Let's hear it.
Well, I'll try and make it brief. One of these magazines that I put together is this thing called Dirty Found, and we collect things where people discarded items and love letters and photographs and all of these things. And there was this one particular find that came to us from Los Angeles, and it was a box of leftovers after a man had passed away, and he had no family, and so there was this estate sale. But the German woman who was running the estate sale didn't think it was appropriate to be selling all of these like enema kits and you know, it's sort of like the back of the house kind of stuff, the basement things. And so those things got put in the trash, and this guy, Justin Jorgensen, came across these things. He's walking down the alley, and one of the best photographs in there is a shot of this guy in a leather vest and a pair of jeans, and he's walking through the front door of an apartment, and you can see his pants are wet from the crotch on down to the knees, but it's not a very clean looking piss. It's 5 seconds. He's really into oatmeal enemas, and the leftovers were all spilled in his pants.
1859. Thank you. Goodbye. 1859, part 2. The end.